The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
So I woke up this morning in this village. I honestly don't know what I expected, but I didn't expect what I experienced. They're laughing, they're excited, they're happy, and that's why I know there's hope.
Discover the life-saving miracle that's already brought hope to millions.
It changes their lives forever.
Next on Life Today.
You know, I'm welcome. I'm just so glad to. I'm so glad to have a chance to share with you. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I just praise God for the blessings that you know, a walk with the Lord affords us. Our pastor Robert Morris preached the blessed life, and think about this. The first time he ever taught it was right here in this studio. It's before he ever had a church. He was an associate pastor. And would come here occasionally, and he traveled with me for several years. But then he's out of church and comes here and teaches the blessed life. And then starts a church called Gateway. And it's one of the most powerful, mission-minded, mission-giving churches in the world. And the thing that Robert shared that's so true is it's a blessing to give. And I was just looking at Paul talking about really kind of the difficult times in his life where, you know, he doesn't know if he's going to be around. He said, you know, this is a very powerful passage. From the first day that I set foot in Asia, I was with you the whole time serving the Lord with all humility and with tears. I've apologized a lot for the fact I can't stop weeping over the things I believe God weeps over, the Lord does, Jesus does. And here's Paul saying, I'm warning you day and night with tears. I've got a broken heart and with trials which came upon me from the plots of religious people. But I didn't shrink back from declaring to you anything that was profitable, teaching you publicly and from house to house, testifying to the Jews and the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what I pray. This is basically, Betty, what I've been doing and preaching now for way over 50 years. I'm now headed toward 60 years preaching. And I've been preaching repentance and faith toward the Lord God and the transforming power of the gospel. But he goes on to say, now I'm going bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem because everybody's telling him, don't go, it's going to be trouble. Basically, some of them are saying you're going to die. But he says, I'm going bound in the Spirit. And one of the greatest messages I ever heard, you could probably go online and find it somewhere, was by Craig Groeschel from Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City area. But his church touches all of Oklahoma, Life TV Church. And then it's online, and there's hundreds of thousands of people watching every week, many of them in India. But he preached a message on being bound in the Spirit, carried by the Spirit, not knowing what would happen. And others said, well, you're going to, you may just lose your life. And he says, it doesn't matter. I'm doing what God wants. But he closes that discourse with this simple quote from Jesus. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Let me tell you where receiving is especially appreciated. That's where you have nothing and suddenly you have what is essential. And it starts changing everything. That's where receiving's big. But when you're the giver of that which changes everything and gives life, Betty, the only way we could go back to the mission field continually for over 20 years and those exhausting travel situations and dangerous situations is because we're giving something that is beyond description precious, and it's a blessing. Now, I want you to listen to truth from a missionary, about a situation that's very real, that your love and the blessing of giving changes everything for them. Now just look. Watch.
It really just breaks my heart how the children in this village know what it means to have an empty bowl. Because empty bowls mean empty stomachs. And empty stomachs mean going to bed night after night, suffering from the pain of hunger, starvation, malnutrition, and ultimately death. The graves are full. Full of children, precious little lives, children who have a name, children who mean so much to their family, children whose lives are stolen simply because they didn't have enough food. We can change that. We can end that pain. We can end the suffering of children going to bed at night with the pain of hunger. We can end the cycle of death, of mother burying child because she wasn't able to give them enough food. It's so easy to change it. Please give the gift of life to these children and fill their empty bowls.
Elisak, that's pretty moving to me because I know where these colorful bowls came from. We watched people come for years with cans like this. This one actually is not bent too bad. When we brought it back from the mission field, they tried to get one that looked pretty good. Here's what a lot of them brought.
Yes.
They brought some kind of a plastic bag. This is a Ziploc. Most of them were plastic wrappers or containers that were around something else. And they would bring them to get this hot soup mix. It was like a porridge, like a cream of wheat or an oatmeal. And it is precisely designed for the nutritional need in that particular area. And when we would put in these old cans, it would burn, the soup had to be hot because the water that's accessible has to be boiled. And then you cook and prepare the porridge or the soup mix, and it would burn their little fingers. Or we watched them too many times. It'd burn right through the bag, but the child would drop to the ground and start eating it right out of the dirt. It just tear your heart out. Bruce Jacobson, our executive producer, who went to the mission fields many times, he was actually sitting with a child one time, Betty, and the little child starts eating dirt. He's just very hungry, and he's waiting. There's going to be food served over here in a little bit, and he's eating dirt. I mean, it just tore Bruce up. He had a nice, stable family. He grew up in a... His father was a medical doctor. Hard to imagine you see a child eating dirt. So when Isaac's talking about an empty bowl and it's empty stomachs, and I see the orange bowls there, my heart just starts racing over the fact that you who watched us saw these cans. And think about this. You, the viewer, you saw the cans, and some of you saw the bags, and then you said, can't you get them heat-resistant bowls? And the missionary said, we don't have money to give them a bowl. We got to give them food. They're dying. And so I told you that. And you said, we'll give them the bowls and the food. And we began to, like if you fed, you know, let's say you feed three children for the next several months with a gift of $30, you said, we'll add $3 if they're a dollar a bowl. And we feed 50, we'll add 5, and we've got 5 bowls. And we feed 100, and we'll add 10, and we got 10 bowls. And the missionaries were just, Betty, they couldn't believe it. And we were stunned that our viewers are that
Absolutely.
Way. The viewers James, have carried us.
Not only bowls that wouldn't burn their little fingers, but we were able to measure how much to put in the bowls according to how much porridge we had there for, how much food we had for, so we didn't run out, because too many times we'd see a child that stood at the back of the line for hours, and then their turn to get some soup, there wasn't any. And so we were determined that we're going to be able to have enough for all of them.
And that's when you literally coined one of the most powerful requests ever made that we got to watch God answer. With a broken heart, Betty said, when she'd see these children and the food's gone, and they're standing there, and then we watch them dive in the barrel, start trying to scrape the soup mix out. And Betty said, we're going to pray, join me praying, that the line to feed the children will always be longer than the line to be fed. And miraculously, Betty, I'm telling you now, for the last 10 to 15 years, we've seen that prayer answered. Very rarely have we had such a crisis come in so quickly that the lines would be too long, and then we'd have to come back to you and say, this whole thing's exploding, and they're doubling the numbers, so we need to help them. But Betty's talking about how we had the bowls here that we could apportion it because they have measuring lines in them. And what you could do is you could, number one, give them the amount for sure that will feed the whole group, but also sometimes the nutritional demand would enable you to give it at a certain level. And so they could do that. So you see, the things that the missionaries bring us is one thing. The ideas that you bring are magnificent and supernatural, but here's the big deal. Every single good idea that works costs love and time and money, resources. There is no way that we're going to be able to put something in these bowls if you do not make it possible. So we're coming to you right now with 400,000 children right now that the missionaries have organized in areas of crisis. And we're asking you to help us feed them for the next months. $30, $50, or $100, we feed 3, 5, or 10 children. If you've watched us ever in the past, you know that amount. For some of you, it's the first. It seems amazing, but it works. $30, $50, $100, 3, 5, or 10 children. And I'll always ask you, if God has blessed you where you can have the experience of blessing others and giving at a higher level and help us touch 100 lives and feed them, can you make a $1,000 gift? Whatever you can do, I'm asking you right now to go online or dial the number and make the gift God puts on your heart. Thank you so much for doing it.
In impoverished and drought-stricken areas of Africa, children are suffering. The need is great, and without food, they face severe malnutrition, even death. With your support, Life's Mission Feeding Outreach can save lives by feeding and caring for children in the hardest-hit areas of Angola, Mozambique, and South Sudan. With previous reserves gone and mission feeding helping in areas with severe crop failure, we urgently need to replenish our food supplies to reach 400,000 children who are counting on us. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. And with your gift of any amount, we'll send you Proverbs Power, Successful Communication. This powerful CD series, along with study guide featuring Stephen K. Scott, unveils the secrets to incredible wisdom found only in the book of Proverbs. This series will give you the tools to transform your relationships in life. With your gift of $100 or more, request the complete Proverbs Power Library, featuring 5 power-packed sessions that include the power of vision, breaking through mediocrity, and much more. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request the Bridge of Faith framed canvas print by Thomas Kincaid. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
So I woke up this morning in this village. It's our final day here in Angola, and I honestly don't know what I expected, but I didn't expect what I experienced. I didn't expect to see a child who is 1 year and 5 months old and weighs 6 pounds. I mean, how does a child like that even survive? I think one of the things that maybe surprised me most was the profound affinity I felt with the moms. If you're a mom, all you want is for your child to be healthy. You want to be able to put a meal on the table at night I know that your children go to bed with a full tummy. But here I've seen what the ravages of malnutrition do. Because in many places where we've been, the crops have been destroyed this year, and that's what they depend on. So many of the moms have to go out and work for 2 days to get one small meal for their children at night. And the meal that they provide has no protein. So when they get sick, they go down so quickly. But the other thing, and this is the thing that blew me away, was I saw the difference that mission feeding makes. I mean, to be able to be in a village and to see this long snake line of little kids who are behaving like little kids should. They're laughing, they're excited, they're happy. And that's why I know there's hope. Mission feeding is not some great idea we came up with. It's simply living out the gospel of Christ. And we put one simple bowl of food into the hands of these children in Africa. It changes their lives forever. Thousands and thousands and thousands of lives, one life at a time.
You know, I think that just watching Sheila there and knowing that, you know, she's seen a lot all over the world. Oh, what a great gifted person. Women of Faith, traveling and singing soloist for Billy Graham, co-host with the CB and the 700 Club with Pat. And just to watch her, boy, as a missionary with a missionary's heart, but looking at what God's love through you has done in song, Betty, those long lines and there with the little bowls and all of that was, you see, the missionaries are there because of love and compassion. I mean, they leave their comfort and they go into the midst of suffering to bring love and healing and compassion, but they're totally limited. See, it's like the bottom line of preaching the gospel. You know, how are they going to believe if they don't hear? How are they going to hear if they're not going to preach? But how do they preach unless they're sent? The bottom line in the power effect of the gospel is the one who sends it. Don't look at yourself as insignificant or small. You know, because the missionaries, we asked, you want us to stay? They said, no, please don't. It wasn't that they didn't like us, they liked us. They said, go back and get the people to help us so we can stay and so we can do something. And Betty, when we give, you know, the $30, the $50, the $100, and our viewers all join together, we've saved the lives of over 13 million children, one at a time. 3, 5, 10 at a time. It's our viewers that do it.
And this is the beautiful reward of what you, joining with Life Outreach, have been able to do. We go from the desperation, from the dying children, from the mothers that seem so hopeless because their child, they love their babies. I know the desperation that mother feels in her heart. I've lost a child, not to starvation, but through disease. So I know what's going on and stirring in her heart. She's pleading, somebody help my baby. And as you've seen, we've been able to help so many. Thank you so much for joining with us. Let's continue with it. Let's continue and get them before they get to the clinics where it's so bad they might not make it. Please join with us. Let's be able to see those lines with the bowls so that we can fill those bowls with the nutrition that they need.
And you know, it's like Isaac said, if you've got an empty bowl, you've got an empty stomach. You got an empty stomach, you got an unhealthy child. Many times you got a child that's facing death, very near death. Right now, we begin the process of turning it around. Everything's in place. We've located the need. We've got them organized. We know where we'll feed them. We just need the resources to supply the food. The bowls are not empty. Would you right now go online, or would you dial that number? Take your bank card, go get it. Use it like a check. If you write a check, make it to Life. But we'd really like you to call, tell us what you're putting in the mail, or put your gift on that card right now. Would you do it? We have some gifts to send you. The Proverbs Power Teaching by Steve Scott in audio, all the different series. Those of you will give $100, touching on all the different areas of importance to you. From the book of Proverbs, the wisdom of God shared freely. we want to say thank you. We want to bless your life. You're giving life. You're blessing lives. You become the miracle answer to prayer. Thank you so much. Thanks for going online or dialing that number. Thanks for your gift.
In impoverished and drought-stricken areas of Africa, children are suffering. The need is great, and without food, they face severe malnutrition, even death. With your support, Life's Mission Feeding Outreach can save lives by feeding and caring for children in the hardest-hit areas of Angola, Mozambique, and South Sudan. With previous reserves gone and mission feeding helping in areas with severe crop failure, we urgently need to replenish our food supplies to reach 400,000 children who are counting on us. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. And with your gift of any amount, we'll send you Proverbs Power, Successful Communication. This powerful CD series, along with study guide featuring Stephen K. Scott, unveils the secrets to incredible wisdom found only in the book of Proverbs. This series will give you the tools to transform your relationships in life. With your gift of $100 or more, request the complete Proverbs Power Library, featuring 5 power-packed sessions that include the power of vision, breaking through mediocrity, and much more. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request the Bridge of Faith framed canvas print by Thomas Kincaid. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
Areas of southern Africa are currently experiencing one of the worst droughts seen in over 30 years. And as a result, the usual crop harvest has failed yet again. Desperate for food of any kind, families living in the remote villages of Angola will try to eat just about anything. But unfortunately, leaves and tree pods offer little nutritional value. The effects of this devastating drought are most obvious on the young children.
I'm here with a little girl called Adelena. She's just 2 years old, and you can see from the color of her hair, from her extended belly, this child is not in good condition. Her health is not good. The reason being because she hasn't had good nutrition. The child has really suffered. This village, just some months ago, there were children that were dying here, dying on a weekly and a monthly basis as a result of malnutrition, starvation, simple lack of food. And yet, thanks to you, thanks to the gifts that you've given, you've made it possible for us to bring mission feeding to her village. Her story is going to be a good story, a story of life rather than death. But if you look just over my shoulder, you'll see the valley behind me, and just in that valley is a village where we were yesterday. It's a village where they don't have mission feeding, and so children are dying. Mothers told us some had lost 2. Some 3, one mother as many as 5 children to malnutrition. But it's so easy for us to change that. It's so easy for us to extend what we're doing here in this village. The trucks are here, our people are here. We're ready to do it. We're ready to extend mission feeding into their village and to extend that lifeline. You can make it possible for us to end the cycle of death. Please help us today. Give the gift of life. Give mission feeding.
You know, I know many of you, you know, are responding, and I just personally want to say thank you. But the missionaries have communicated with us in a very serious situation now. And I really didn't mention it earlier, and I probably should have, but we are dealing with about a 6-month drought crisis. And that has hit Angola and the countries in that region of the continent of Africa. That's devastating. It's not something that's going to turn around rapidly. And that means that, boy, we really need some help. I always try to let you know the importance of a $30 or $50 gift, because it's life to 3 or 5 children. That's huge. But then I also ask you to kind of stretch your, let's say, your vision and your trust and your faith, that if you could make the $100 gift and help 10 children, boy, we need it now. But then I want to go one a little more. There's some of you that could help us feed 100 children. That's 100 families. you might say even many instances, 100 moms' prayers answered with a gift of $1,000. If you're able to do more than that, I believe you will. I found that people who can give several thousand dollars a lot of times, all you need to know is that there's a need that can be effectively and realistically met. Well, we can promise you, when you feed the hungry children nutritious, vitamin-enriched porridge, soup, mix, or food, changes everything. This works. It is a miracle. It's a miracle of love. So would you make that special gift in light of the crisis and the drought? We really need some people to step up big time. So if you can, please do. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I know your heart's been touched to the point that you want to help as much as you can. Ask God what you can do, the best that you can do to help these precious children who deserve the help to be able to grow up and their mothers watch them grow up. So please join with us and let's feed the children.
Well, Betty, I'm really grateful that I have a confidence in my heart that God answers prayer and He uses us as the answer to prayer so often. And I just want to thank you for being an answer to prayer. I think you'll find, as Isaiah 58 promises, read it, you meet the need of others, you notice the poor, you don't overlook them, and God says He'll answer quickly. And boy, sometimes we really need that. Thank you for being an answer to prayer. May God bless you as you've blessed others. Thank you so much.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.